the Biden administration says Russia is once again trying to interfere in U.S. elections. And today, the Justice Department announced a sweeping set of actions to address it, taking down websites and indicting employees of the Russian state-run broadcaster RT over schemes to distribute pro-Kremlin content to an unknowing U.S. public. Here's Attorney General Merrick Garland today.
The American people are entitled to know when a foreign power is attempting to exploit our country's free exchange of ideas in order to send around its own propaganda.
NPR's Shannon Bond covers foreign influence campaigns. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Ari.
Tell us more about what Garland and other officials announced today.
Yeah, this was a coordinated set of announcements from the Justice Department as well as the State Department and Treasury. And they focus on these two major Russian efforts, they say, to influence U.S. public opinion ahead of the election. So first, the Justice Department indicted two Russian employees of RT, the Russian state media news outlet, in a $10 million scheme that they say involved setting up a shell company in Tennessee to distribute pro-Russian content. And then separately, officials seized 32 internet domains used in an online influence campaign known as Doppelganger. These were also used to spread Russian government propaganda by impersonating legitimate U.S. news outlets here in the U.S. and in Europe.
Can you tell how widespread and effective these propaganda efforts have been?
Well, Doppelganger has been going on for quite a while. It's the social media operation that researchers and officials have been tracking. It's quite extensive, but it has not always been super effective in gaining large audiences. But it comes back again and again. So it is significant to see the officials taking down this swath of domains. You know, it means they can't be used anymore to impersonate real news outlets. The RT operation sounds a bit more sophisticated, but based on what we've seen in the indictment today. And Ari, what you need to know about this is that after Russia invaded Ukraine in 2022, a lot of American cable distributors dropped RT's channel from their lineup. So it was, you know, more limited in its reach here in the U.S. This scheme seems to be an effort to get around that. These employees are accused of working with influencers to create and publish and spread nearly 2,000 videos across platforms, including YouTube and TikTok and Instagram and X. And these videos got millions of views, the Justice Department says. But nowhere did they disclose any link to RT or any link to the Russian government.
And big picture, now that we've seen a few election cycles of this, how does this fit in with what we know about Russia's involvement in elections in the U.S.?
Yeah, you know, we have been hearing this drumbeat of warnings from the intelligence community this year that Russia is back at it once again, trying to interfere in the presidential election. And, you know, they have some tactics we know. They exploit social divisions here in the U.S. They try to undermine confidence in elections. And officials have said that, you know, from what they have seen, again, this year, Russia would like to see former President Donald Trump win over Vice President Kamala Harris. Trump is seen as more favorable to Russia's ultimate goal, which fundamentally comes down to eroding support for Ukraine in the U.S. and around the world. And we should remember, Ari, though, that Russia is not the only threat that intelligence and law enforcement officials are watching right now. China has also been running influence operations that are targeting U.S. voters. And recently, Iran was accused of attempting to hack both the Trump and the Harris campaigns. So lots to keep these people busy.
NPR's Shannon Bond, lots to keep you busy, too. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ari.